It's presented by Lopakatari.
Hello and welcome to Friday night's two-hour round-the-world global soundtrack that is Music Planet. We kick things off tonight with Turkey's next big thing, the feisty and quirky Gaye Su Akyol.
Hayat bu nasıl bir kafa yatırır adamı hop falakaya dere gibi akar dertte yüzeriz uçuyoruz evet çünkü güzel istikrarlı hayal hakikattir ölüm var mı yoksa bir rüya mı derdi Aşk şarabın düşle donsun
Gaye Su Akyol and the title track from her album, which in English is Constant Fantasy is Reality, and it's out today on Glitterbeat Records. She wowed a whole new audience at WOMAD this summer. She's got a showcase at the World Music Expo WOMEX that's happening this weekend. And we're going to be there to bring you an up-close and personal take on this Istanbul icon in the making that you can hear in a couple of weeks' time. I'm Lopakatari and this is Music Planet. Coming up on the programme, and there is an awful lot to squeeze in. New releases from Mountain Man, the sweet voice trio from Vermont in the northeast of America, Brazil's Seoma, and Dauda Jobarte from Gambia, to name a few. Maklit Hedero, Ethiopian songstress, has put a mixtape together for us. For the Music Planet road trip, we're heading off to Bulgaria under the expert guidance of Eugenia Georgieva. And finally, ahead of his appearance at the EFG London Jazz Festival this November, the classic artist we've got for you tonight is none other than the truly mighty, Mighty Sparrow. If his name doesn't ring any bells, stay tuned as I've got a wee intro into the man here on Music Planet. Right now, though, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our artist in session, Baloji. He's here with me at the Maideville Studios in West London with two members of his trusty band, Didier Petis-Likeng and Philip Ekoka, both great musicians, but here tonight lending their voices to the session. We're going to get a chance to talk and catch up with what Baloji's been up to later on the show, but he's ready to play for us right now. Welcome, guys. A very warm welcome to all of you. Baloji, what are you going to start off with?
So we're going to start with a song called L'Hiver Indien, which means the Indian winter.
Quand tombe le mercure, le ciel pique du nez, les éclaircissements des fissures, dans un plafond goudronné, encaisser le choc thermique, échange d'amabilité, au fond de la glace, moi c'est Emeric Bouyamba, enchanté, mon prénom catholique, est un passe-droit à ma couleur, dans les familles un salaire unique, on fait du 5 euros de l'heure. Papa, Paris et sa couronne, Paris, Paris, chambre de vol, boulevard large comme le fleuve, peu de champs de manœuvre, en classe prépa, dans mon cas, c'est la course, certificat, les papiers, c'est le grade, Bénonville à la verticale, les assorts évangéliques, font la sécu jusqu'au quick. Hiver 54, sans l'abbé Pierre, puis en polyester, freeze. Bousculade pour des places assises, taxi bus moderne, 8 mois que l'on hiverne, hey. Comme c'est la mire, on neige en plein délire. Les flocons, 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 pas de linge au balcon. Soleil pâle, couleur néon, mimétisme qu'un caméléon. Ici c'est l'empire du môle, des villes souterraines, du métro à ma piole. Telle une bouillotte humaine, les démarches d'une impatience, assignée à résidence, entre isolement et repli, déserteur vu du pays. Pour une bourse étude, brevet d'aptitude, c'est l'attitude, trop de lassitude, d'estime. L'exil, c'est être anonyme. Les cultures se télescopent, pas le canon G chez les jobs. Les soniqués, entre soniqués, cohabitent sans se mélanger. Qu'importe pays hôte, ils vivent côte à côte. Hey.
Oh, 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 l'hiver est bien. Exilé est un homme accroché à son radiateur.
Au de lotissement, au département, à l'éloignement,
oh, oh, oh,
à l'isolement,
hiver indien. Oh, 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 oh.
dis non. On se croit à Djibouti, îlot sur pilotis, débrouillard sans outils, qui remplace les poulies par les ascenseurs vivants, gilets jaunes, fluorescents, ou les rabatteurs d'épicerie proposent microcrédit, antivol pour les poussettes, cigarettes, gilets, bites. On fait disparaître le délit sous les mèches dark and lovely, vampirisé sous les Carpates, pas un réfugié mais un expat. Hey.
Oh 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 oh, l'hiver vient.
Dénon.
Oh 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 oh, y'a la loi d'eau.
Dénon. À chaque entretien d'embûche, on me dit avec des grandes paluches, y'a des jobs vacants dans les villages, dans les chaînes d'assemblage, des mains faites pour l'or, au poli de friture, ghetto mirador, centre de villégiature. Depuis que l'heure du culte est l'heure de téléfoot, genre même plus dimanche, gala de bleu étanche, les nuits d'été il gèle entre giboulée et grêle. S'il fait plus chaud à l'extérieur, c'est que DF a coupé le compteur. La fin de la trêve hivernale, c'est notre germinal. Changement de décor, dépression sans les assorts. Dans ce delta urbain, hiver indien sans fin. Hiver indien sans fin.
Oh 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 oh, Yawanalo.
Mr. Super Cool Balogi and L'Hiver Indien, Indian Winter, sounding distinctly summery, I thought. He'll be back along with Philippe and Didier for some chat and no doubt some snappy dance moves in about 20 minutes. Well, from the Democratic Republic of Congo to Congo-Brazzaville, two neighbouring nations, but music that is separated by three decades. Balogi to Jacques Loubello. It's on an interesting new compilation called Nouvelle Ambiance, celebrating the culturally diverse and musically experimental scene centred around Paris in the 1980s, when Mitterrand came to power and brought in a new populist approach to culture. This was a time of exchange between the French capital and the major cities of Francophone Africa, and the birth of a unique and exciting sound. Have a listen to this.
Si nangai ayebi kolamba pundute, moi si nangai ayebi kolamba motu ya tabate, moi si nangai ayebi kolamba dukuda kite, moi si nangai ayebi kolamba musiki milate, moi si nangai ayebi kolamba ngando, moi si nangai soki alambi ngando mokuwa makasi te kende kolukelanga mongole ya petepete kuna na zando ya wonde. Mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba ngai ngai te, mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba soso te, mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba bitekuteku te, mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba ngando, mwasi na ngai soki alambi ngando mokuwa makasi te kende kolukelanga mongwele ya petepete kuna na zando ya wenze. Mwasi na ngai nalingi ye mingi, mwasi na ngai alinginga mingi, tolingani mingi, bokoki koyeba te mama. Mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba pundu te, mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba nzombo, mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba ndunda te, mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba pundu te. Mwasi na ngai ayebi kolamba ngando, mwasi na ngai soki alambi ngando mokuwa makasi te kende kolukelanga mongwele ya petepete kuna na zando ya wenze. Mwasi na ngai tolingani mingi, mwasi na ngai alinginga mingi, nalingi ye mingi, okoki koyeba te mama mwasi na ngai mama ayebi kolamba ngando mwasi na ngai mama soki alambi ngando mokuwa makasi te kende kolukelanga mongole ya petepete kuna na zando ya wenze kendo wameka zebi alamba ngombeko kendo wameka zebi alamba bibeteko kendo wameka zebi alamba mbwilako kankendo wameno ya zebi lamba ngandu kendo wameno ya bobu kalamba ngandu ambe bigisina nyefo nyefo njokele ya kalioja pete pete kazandu ya kizito makele kele kendo wameno ya zebi lamba ngandu kendo wameno ya bobu kalamba ngandu ambe bigisina nyefo nyefo njokele ya kalioja tia kuzandu ya kizito makele kele mwasi nanga nalingi ye minge mwasi nanga alingi nga minge tolingani minge boko kiko yebate mama mwasi nanga mama ayebi kolamba ngando mwasi nanga mama suki alambi ngando mokuwa makasi te kende kolukelanga mongwele ya pete pete kuna na zando ya wenze.
Jacques Lubello, revered as one of Congo-Brazzaville's best lyricists. He began his music career playing with a number of orchestras in Brazzaville in the 60s, but in the early 80s, he recorded a couple of solo albums. Ngando was the track I played, and it's an ode to a woman from the north of Congo-Brazzaville. Now for something sweet and light as a perfect souffle, a bit of Americana from the female trio called Mountain Man. It's nice to hear something quite sparse. Magic Ship is the trio's second album in 8 years. It's due out in November, and this is Fish.
It was the dark of dawn as we went there. There was chill of foam and brisk of air. Line went slack and we turned back.
Just one of the 12 tracks on A Woman's World, Songs of Resilience and Hope, out today on Arc Music. It's from a compilation that includes Londoner's Kio, Spain's Ana Alcaida, who we're hoping to meet at Womex this weekend, and the award-winning group from South Africa, Africa Mamas. That was Seoma from Brazil and a song called Onde Que. Now, it seems ages since I've seen an African release from Stearns, one of the real champions of African music since the year Dot. Well, up next is one of the label's recent releases. Dauda Djabarte was born in 1976 in Gambia and moved to Denmark in 1999, where he still lives. He's the grandson of one of Gambia's most famous kora players, Alhaji Baikonte. But it was only after he moved to Denmark in 1999 that he started to play the kora as his main instrument. Northern Light, Gambian Night was his debut album in 2011. It was a luscious weave of jazz and the ancient kora with its feet firmly in the modern world and earned Djabarte a multitude of accolades. Well, this third album, I Met Her by the River, is a beautiful continuation of that musical conversation. Thank you. A haunting, beautiful piece, Begging Boys, featuring Suleiman Faye on vocals from the album I Met Her by the River, the latest release from Dawda Jabarte out on Stearns on the 9th of November. So let's return to what's happening right here in the Maideville studios tonight and welcome once again our guest in session, Baloji and his crew. And they're going to start with a song called Étoile Bipolaire, Les Noirs.
Ça commence lundi, lundi tu m'as dit
que j'incarne la liberté.
Mardi, mardi tu m'as dit
qu'il fallait se méfier des hommes qui ne s'attachent jamais.
Mercredi, mercredi,
aujourd'hui tu dis que l'on part pour le monde.
Jeudi, jeudi tu m'as dit
tu dis que je me crois seul au monde.
Vendredi tu dis que je t'inspire et tu passes le week-end et dis que je suis le pire. Pire, 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 pire. C'est
bipolaire, hey. On est toi bipolaire.
Premier rendez-vous, eh, rue Fossé au Loup, eh, eh, tu m'as dit aimer beaucoup, eh, mon allure et mon bagou, eh, eh, à l'ombre du Panthéon, ma réputation, mauvais garçon, te rendais un peu fébrile, peur que je signe pas pour cette idylle.
Bipolaire, bipolaire,
bipolaire,
bipolaire,
bipolaire,
bipolaire, bipolaire.
bienvenue dans la gueule du loup. Juste en brisant un tabou. T'es dans les fétiches et les marabouts. Filtre d'amour pour époux. Tu veux que les désirés se sentent comme un employé. Parce qu'on dit non, non, de fait, tu crois que je suis juste un bon tiré.
Maman, parce qu'il suffit de désirer pour avoir du plaisir. Maman ne sait pas ce qu'elle veut.
Maman ne sait pas ce qu'elle veut. Bipolaire, lunatique ou lunaire, narcissique pervers, ben endormi par terre, au sommet de la pyramide de Peter. On a découvert que tu n'étais qu'un pit, juste au bon endroit, au bon moment. Toi et tes réponses normandes, dur de repousser ton avance. Et quand on vit dans l'urgence, et paraît que l'amour ne dure que trois opus, ou juste le temps d'un chorus.
Comment faire l'amour à noir?
Comment faire l'amour à noir?
Il faut le supporter, il faut l'immobiliser, il faut le surmonter,
il faut
l'immobiliser.
C'est
bipolaire,
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 bipolaire. Comment faire l'amour à un noir sans se fatiguer? Il faut le surmonter, il faut l'immobiliser. Comment faire l'amour à un noir sans se fatiguer? Il faut le surmonter, il faut l'immobiliser. Oh, régime néocolonialiste, exotisme pervers, ces chansons n'est pas vulgaire. Papa Bolloré, je suis un ex énamouré, tes conseils d'illuminer. Tes appuis mal éclairés. Oh. T'es un internombriliste. Vague à l'âme d'artiste. Il y a 10 ans, c'était les Cubains. Maintenant, tu fais dans l'ivoirien. Oh yo! J'suis pas un nouveau Doug Saga. Pas le clone chocolat. Pas le oui-oui, Buana. Sourire banania. T'es volontaire chez Mère Teresa. T'as visité les pauvres loin de chez toi. Altruisme, intéressé. Rapport de force inversé. Faire l'amour
sans
à noir,
fatiguer,
sans se fatiguer.
Il faut le surmonter,
il
faut l'immobiliser. Il faut le surmonter, il faut l'immobiliser.
Ton bureau, une chambre d'ado, vos serres de noir tout en pecto. Majeur depuis Chirac, tu crois que ta salive est aphrodisiaque. Tes élans de sollicitude pour les gens du sud. Empathie, mécanisme, appris au catéchisme. Oh yo, faut aimer son prochain. Tant qu'il est qu'au sanguin, les fesses sont édulcorées, je veux pas penser, monsieur Polo.
Étoile bipolaire, les noirs, Balo G, we're here at the Maidavale Studios. You were last here in 2012, that's 6 years ago. A lot has happened in those 6 years, and I hope we have a little bit of a chance to catch up on
to
it.
Catch
but,
up.
But let's start with this song, because you took the title from the Haitian writer, Danny... Yeah.
La Ferrière.
And in his book, he asks the question, how to make love to a Negro without getting tired. And your response, which is this song, is that you need to conquer him. You need to immobilize him. Now, I have to say, Balogi, that it's a very danceable tune. There's a lightness to it. And so if you don't understand the lyrics, you may not get that message.
It's because I'm fascinated by this phrase of a French singer who said that you enter in a song by the music and you stay in for the lyrics. So I like to have like different layers to every song, and indeed this song is touching a very sensitive subject. It's a song talking about neocolonialism, and it's talking about the way they treat artists and the way they use art to do diplomacy.
Okay, so this album of yours, yeah. 137 Avenue Kanyama.
Yeah. It was based on the idea of me searching for my mom's house. And I remember I thought that the street was ending up at 80-something. We were in the car we asked this guy, and the guy say, yeah, it's not because you cannot get in the street by car that the street is finished. It's a dead end. You still can go there by walking. And I thought about that, and it's actually a good indication of this album that is full of two or three tracks and the same structure, that you have a lot of construction inside and different layers. The spiritual layer, yeah. The mystical layer, the society, the social, there is different approach to it.
So would you say that all your albums so far, you've had the Hotel Impala was the first, then Kinshasa Succursale, and now Avenue Kenyama, 137 Avenue Kenyama. Yeah. Do you think that have they all so far been autobiographical in some way? A story of your own journey?
Yeah, but I think music has to be all the time personal to still be relevant and to bring something different to the table. I think it's because I experienced a lot of things this last year than I was capable to do this album. I also think that it's something that we have in literature, in cinema, that is when something is extremely personal that you feel connected to it. And I think in music we always have a distance because we think that we have to keep a certain attitude to things.
The first song that you sang for us at the top of the program, L'Hiver Indien.
L'Hiver Indien.
Is this how you see yourself? Because I think in the lyrics it says you refer to being an overseas Congolese. Is that right?
That song is referring, because we travel a lot with Kinshasa Succursale, and is referring about different type of immigration and how immigrants have to be on their own. The exile, you said that?
Yeah.
The exile, and the winter is extremely long, like never-ending winter. And I think it's something that we have to hear more about. The people who leave Africa are the ones that have the most access to culture, the most access to knowledge. So the people suffering for migrant situation, the one that are suffering the most of that situation are African country, because they lose their intellectual people, they lose their scientists, they lose their
the adventurers,
the entrepreneurs, yes. Because they are the one who have the money to leave.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna play another song for us now. It's called Spoiler.
Spoiler, yeah.
What is it? What's it about? What's the story behind this one?
It's much more lighter. Spoiler is just like, it's just about people talking on a dance floor. We don't talk. So that's basically what the song is about. A dance floor is made for dancing, not for talking.
Brilliant. Well, let's hear it then. Spoiler.
Des faits de surprise dans l'intrigue de la nuit, ouais c'est toi que je vise. Spoiler, Express envoie l'apparition au teaser pour les repris de justesse, épuisé d'excès pour les noceurs. Nuisance sonore, depuis qu'on part sur un dance floor. Spoiler,
t'es comme un souci,
c'est
t'es comme un boulot, t'es comme un souci, t'es comme un boulot.
Spoiler,
t'es comme un souci, t'es comme un boulot.
Passe-moi pour ne rien dire. Blasé, blasé, qu'est-ce qui est pire? Renoncer ou bien consentir? J'écoute tous ces combats quand les masques tombent. Knack, knack, en bout de piste. Cette nuit s'achève sur un cuir. Spoiler,
t'es comme un souci. T'es comme un boulot. T'es comme un tout baissé. T'es comme un boulot. T'es comme un souci. T'es comme un boulot. T'es comme un tout baissé.
Danse comme on joue les coudes, les briquets font parler la poudre. Dans ce club,
tel un thermos. On fait partie des meubles à force. J'ai vu marcher du réel. Compter 36 chandelles. Tranquillisant dans le gobelet. Trouver des illusions rabais. Spoiler.
Dicab à souci.
C'est
Dicab Boulou.
Eh eh.
Dicab à tout ici. Dicab Boulou.
Spoiler.
Dicab à souci. Dicab Boulou. Dicab à tout ici.
Boyébé, boyébé. Boyébé, boyébé, boyébé. Boyébé, boyébé. Boyébé, boyébé, boyébé. Boyébé, boyébé. Boyébé, boyébé, boyébé.
Boyébé, boyébé. Boyébé, boyébé, boyébé. Boyébé, boyébé. Boyébé, boyébé, boyébé.
Dica mame.
C'est
a song there called Spoiler, about dancing on the dance floor rather than chatting. No jibber jabber, please, while you do your dance moves. Great stuff. More from Balaji still to come. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Lapa Katari. Another album that's out today is Frenzy of the Meeting. It's from Scotland's Braebach. This track is Birds of Passage. And it's a song about the conflicting emotions that are part of leaving home and moving to a new country in search of a better life. It was inspired by a poem by H.W. Longfellow. Braebach's Ewan Robertson co-wrote the song with his friend Michael Farrell. From highland shores to Scattery, their humble search for sanctuary. Timeless symphony, no borderline they see, and above on wings of grace, swift birds of passage gather pace as they rise, as they delight. Bright birds of passage wing their flight. Come the wild wind and sleet, mountain blast the desert heat, sacrifice on oceans deep, pilgrim souls they can't defeat, breaking through the heat and fear, eyes awake. Strand, blessed birds of passage, reach our land.
rises one in dignity. Up above, on wings of grace, swift birds of passage gather pace. As they rise, as they delight, bright birds of passage wing their flight. And above, on wings of grace, swift birds of passage gather pace. As they rise, as they delight, bright birds of passage wing their flight.
Braybach continuing their sonic exploration on their new album, Frenzy of the Meeting. It's an album that they feel is their most adventurous to date. You can hear them play many of the tracks from the album live when they go on tour in the UK, starting on the 1st of November at St Mary's Music Hall in London, ending up at the Cayley Place in Ullapool on the 1st of December. Full details on their website. And talking of tours, it's time for this week's road trip. And we're off to Bulgaria, and our guide is Eugenia Georgieva.
Hello, I'm Eugenia Georgieva, a Bulgarian singer and performer, and today I will be taking you on a road trip to Bulgaria. Positioned on the outermost edges of Europe, Bulgaria lies on the divide between the East and the West. As children, we were taught at school that Bulgaria is situated on a crossroad. Historically, it has been a blessing and a curse, and is probably the best way to sum up both its past and present. When people hear about Bulgarian folk, the first association is with the Mystery of Bulgarian Voices female choir, who have popularized our music across the globe with their astonishing performances. Whilst choral folk singing in its modern form is relatively new, collective singing has always been an indelible part of rural life. People were singing from dawn till late night on the fields, village squares and evening gatherings when they were working, celebrating or mourning. In many ways it was a lifeline, and storytelling through song became a way to preserve our Bulgarian identity and memory during the 500 years in which Bulgaria was a part of the Ottoman Empire, from the late 14th to the late 19th century, when most material heritage was destroyed and burned. We'll start our musical journey in the Danubian plain, in the north of the country, with a singer with whom I feel great affinity. Mita Stoicheva was born in 1909 in what was then the Kingdom of Bulgaria, in the village of Mekish, not far from the last medieval Bulgarian capital, Veliko Trnovo. She married at 16, and it wasn't until she was 30 that she won a singing contest, which led to her receiving an offer to record for a gramophone recording company in 1940, and later to sing for Radio Sofia. Mita Stoicheva dedicated her life to singing, and her repertoire featured over 400 authentic songs from her native village, which she recorded and performed in Bulgaria and abroad, on big international stages, village halls, and sometimes on the fields where people were working. Possibly Mita Stoicheva's signature tune, "An Oriole is Singing," is a poetic story of a mother whose soul comes back from the afterlife to oversee if her children are well cared for. An oriole is singing in the garden, in the white and red rose bush, under the white-blossomed apple tree. It wasn't an oriole, it was Velika, who was saying to her brother-in-law, "My dearest brother, did your brother remarry? Did he bring you another sister-in-law? Does she walk the way I walked? Does she sing the songs I sang? Does she look after the children well?"
Nie było
hail from Plovdiv, the second largest city in the south of Bulgaria and the oldest living city in Europe, it is considered the heart of Thrace, the historical region in southeastern Bulgaria, which also has parts in nowadays Greece and Turkey, and has been ruled in different periods by the Roman, Byzantine, Bulgarian and Ottoman empires. Thrace is one of the seven folkloric regions in Bulgaria and also the largest. So many prominent singers have left their mark, and one of them was Yovchuk Karaivanov, who toured extensively and recorded countless songs which became famous classics. He was born in 1926 in a family of singers and musicians, and although he studied law at Sofia University, he chose the path of a professional singer and later that of an editor at the Bulgarian National Radio and Television. He died just a few hours after the tribute concert at the National Palace of Arts dedicated to his 70th anniversary. The ballad Sifrida Got Betrothed, a love story of Sifrida, a young woman who was to marry Inge Voivoda, a historical figure from the late 18th century and one of the most famous voivodes, leaders, of Bulgarian Haiduks, which in Turkish means bandits and in Bulgarian, organized fighters against the oppression. Stoyan Inge was sent by his stepfather to become a janissary at the age of 7. Initially leader of a large gang of robbers, later in life he became a protector of the Bulgarian population and died fighting the Ottomans. In this song, Inge sends beautiful young Sifrida a missive and asks her to join him in the mountains, so she fulfills his wish armed with a saber and a rifle on her shoulder. From a family where everyone sings, and this summer I went to see my mother perform at a folk festival in Boboševo in southwest Bulgaria in the Shopluk folkloric region. It was an unforgettable experience to see amateur groups from the surrounding villages perform the old antiphonal songs so typical of the Shopluk. One of the groups featured women of all ages, old and young, and a little girl of 4 or 5 who was also singing, clutching a doll in her hand. We will hear an authentic harvesting song from the village of Dren, around 15 miles away from my mother's birthplace, performed by the Dren female folkloric group. It is a wonderful example of the traditional Shopri archaic three-part polyphony that has been sung since pre-Christian times. My mother remembers her mother and women from her native village singing this song whilst walking to the fields. It was still a part of everyday life in the late 50s, early 60s, before it lost its relevance and transitioned to the concert halls. Zazhni ruzho tebe lekaraka, reap the wheat, ruzho, you have a light touch, was performed in the morning at the start of the harvest and was a blessing for the long and hard labour ahead. Was held in the utmost respect, and vocal melodies were often the prototypes of instrumental melodies to which people danced our horo dances. Most popular Bulgarian traditional instruments include gadulka, fiddle, kaval, shepherd's flute, gaida, bagpipe, tambura, lute, and tupan, big drum. Eight-piece band Bulgara, formed in 2002 by some of the most outstanding Bulgarian folk musicians, mixed the traditional sound with that of the electric guitar, drums and electronic sounds, and fused Bulgarian folk and wedding music motifs with pop, jazz, drum and bass and other ethnomusic. The instrumental Bear's Wedding, which is also the title of their eponymous 2005 album, is a heady mix of different emotions, textures and influences. The expression "a bear's wedding" in Bulgarian describes that unusual weather when the sun is shining whilst it is raining, the nature's equivalent of smiling through tears. In the summer of 2017, I had the immense pleasure and privilege of singing as a special guest with one of the best contemporary folk choirs, Cosmic Voices from Bulgaria, conducted by Gancho Gavazov. One of the songs in the programme was particularly striking, a medley of two Shopi songs titled After Old Songs, where pure Shopi diaphony is interpreted through the lens of classical harmony. The words are no less striking. Neda drank last night's water and swallowed a venomous snake. A reminder to always be on one's guard, for tragedy may loom when you least expect it. In the words of Mr. Gavazov himself, the sound of the past and the present is merged to transport us to another dimension through the pure beauty of Bulgarian voices.
Okay.
Cosmic Voices from Bulgaria, conducted by Gancho Gavazov, ending this week's Music Planet road trip to Bulgaria. Thanks to Eugenia Georgieva. You can hear her in session for Music Planet on the 7th of December. And if you want to take that road trip with you on your own travels, you can download it as a podcast from the Radio 3 website. Now, I have a recording from Addis Ababa in 1976, and it's by renowned singer Asnaketch Werku. She was also the first female actress in Ethiopia, a dancer and a cultural icon, constantly fighting for the rights of women to define their own identities and destinies. This recording is a nearly forgotten artifact of the remarkable icon's singular legacy, remastered and available outside Ethiopia for the first time. The album is simply called Asnaketch and is going to be released on the 2nd of November on the label Awesome Tapes from Africa. This is Chebelu, a patriotic song about how to make your horse increase its pace in readiness for battle.
Thank you.
I'm Lapa Kotari, and this is Music Planet. Tonight, my guest in the studio is Baloji, Belgian rapper, poet, and musician of Congolese origins. Baloji, no doubt there are many artists and records that have played a part in shaping your career, the way in which you create music. But if you chose just one, what would it be? What would your heritage track be?
It will be Taboulé Rochereau.
Why? I mean, what a great name of Congo.
He's my favorite singer, all-time favorite singer.
Yeah, and this track is Caribou Ya
Bintou. Caribou Ya Bintou.
How does it influence your music? Or do you think it influences your music?
It just reconnect me to Congolese music, because I grew up with hip-hop, with sampling culture, and was mostly oriented to soul, funk, jazz, Afro-American heritage. And then I started working on a song called Tout ceci ne vous rendra pas le Congo, based on a Manu Dibango sample. And then through Manu Dibango, I reconnect with Congolese music, which is something that I dislike, because that was the music of my parents. You know, it's like somebody in London who doesn't want to listen to the Rolling Stone or the Beatles. Just like, oh, this is for the parents. So that's the way I grew up with. And then I think after 25, you suddenly get it. And the one that I thought I had the most charismatic approach with music, it's extremely well written and it's very sensitive, almost sensual. It's Taboulé Rochereau, he's my hero.
Liwaya tangoyo ezanga somo Balegi bako miboma nikambo moke Valeria ndoto ya moto ekoma pamba Babo di bako lela mawao Nzambe na rabu kala azongisa na inu yo mareto na kolobani ni mama na ya bintu epa ya koyoka lelo na nzela ya baza posa na yo esilite mwana ya mama na kokunda yo mobesu pembeni ya mbili pembe ngo mareto karibu ngongo mareto karibu. Narabu gala azongi sana inu yo maretu na korobani ni mama na ya bintu epa ya koka lelo na nzela ya baza posa na yo esirite mwana ya mama na kokunda yo mobesu mpembeni ya wili mbembe ngo maretu karibu ngo maretu karibu. Otikeringa na totu mama ya mokuya na sala na banza yo marietu ozala kisakyo kobina pe okoseke vedete yo limpiango marietu posa na yo esilite mwana ya mama pasio yo nyonso moneringa na nzela ya pari ezali na motema marietu na koki kobosana te karibu. Thank you. ngelinga na totu mama ya mokuya na yemba na panza yo mametu osana yo esilite mwana ya mama pasio yo nyoso mone linga na nzela ya pari ezali na motema marietu nakoki kobosana te karibu posana yo esilite mwana ya mama nalobako ninye na ya bitu wapileki na yo tabu ya mama wapileki na yo marietu ya mama mibiso ninye tabu ya lei.
Well, the heritage track there, chosen by Baloji, Tabouli Rochereau and Karibou Yabintu from his album, The Voice of Lightness. Baloji, you said there that it was Tabouli's music that, in a sense, got you back into absorbing that Congolese part of yourself, your Congolese origins. Do you think now that that is what feeds through into all of your music? Do you think it's much more Congolese? Are you conscious of it or wanting to sound that way?
I don't know. I think there is a lot of influences. There is, of course, the Congolese influences, but I might say that L'Hiver Indien is based on a Zimbabwean track. And there is a Soleil de Volt, which based in Sudanian track. There is some Afrobeat, Nigerian influence. There is also the Belgium influence that is also present on the record, and of course, yeah, the Congolese approach. It's what I like about Congolese music is because it has something that is quite unique. I think there is one genre that is close to it, which will be fado, because Congolese music is mixing sadness and happiness at the same time, and is mixing dexterity of the instrument. It requires a lot of dexterity and is extremely technical, the way they approach the guitar. And at the same time, it's very simple, very humbling. So he has this opposite feeling in the way that the Congolese music is built.
Yeah, for me, that you've absolutely nailed it, because it's the vocal harmonies that bring that mournfulness. There's always a sense of sorrow, but of romance.
Yeah, it's
and the music. It really, really sort of just gets
special.
You.
It really it's is. Really, it really special. Is.
So what's next for you, Baloji? You've got Kanyama Show. Is that right? You did this.
It's a short film.
It's a short film.
Yeah.
I think you said it's going to be showing in London.
Yeah, it's going to be shown in London
in
an African Film Festival on November 10th. It's a satirical film about African TV, which is belonging to the government.
And propaganda.
The collision, propaganda
television.
Yeah. And how the collision between the two are quite interesting to observe.
So it seems like you've got this very wide spectrum of creativity, you know, the music, the look, the style, the videos, the films. Is that, does it all come under one, or do you put different hats on and leave something behind?
No, you just can wear one hat at a time. No, I think it's, I think whatever I'm doing is on the purpose of my music. It's, and when I do a movie, for me, it's poetry in motion, because what I'm doing is poetry, is my main, that's my only job.
So the last song you're going to sing for us is Bleu de Nuit.
Yeah.
What story does this song tell?
Oh, Bleu de Nuit is about, it's a song about sex. I will say that normally, especially in urban music, or also African music, we often talk about before or during the sex moment. And we never talk about after, when you feel empty and useless, basically. And that moment, I think, is quite interesting. And I think it's also interesting to talk about female sexuality and how it's inspiring, instead of being scared and then trying to overpowering a woman's sexuality, because it's beyond men's possibilities. And I think it was interesting to to touch all this subject, and that's why the song is so long, because it's
9 minutes
sex.
Or something.
Yeah, it's nine
it's
minutes
about
because
sex.
No, because we
I
have to take our time, and I think there.
There
is, I mean, that's part of it.
People might say 9 minutes is too long for a song about sex.
No, I will say it's too short.
Balaji, it's always great to see you. Don't leave it 6 years before you come
I
next.
I hope not.
6 years.
It's long.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
We've caught up a little bit. On,
yeah.
But thank you so much for coming in. And also to Philippe and Didier for singing so beautifully.
They are
you.
Amazing.
They're lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Bleu de nuit. Est-ce que l'on peut se goûter l'âme du bout de lèvres avant qu'il ne se réduise à une peau de chagrin? Est-ce la chair ou le corps qui est faible, cette traversée du désir qui épuise le bassin? Avant de prendre tes jambes à mon cou, avant que le rouge ne te monte aux joues, tu mènes les ébats, l'âme je vis au corps, pas cette passion énergivore. J'ai le poignet, vapeur de stup, des draps souillés, sans amour propre, moment d'égarement, désir impatient, le goût de la nouveauté, de l'enchantement. Est-ce que l'on peut se goûter l'âme du bout des lèvres avant qu'il ne se réduise à une peau de chagrin? Est-ce la chair ou le corps qui est faible, cette traversée du désir qui épuise le bassin? Avant que cette affaire ne tourne au vinaigre, murmure, soupir, inaudible, délicate, morsure, volupté, indécible, dans le duvet des aisselles, faire de ma salive aquarelle, grain de beauté, constellation, disparaissent sous ma paume, sueur, traction, le sang qui bat sous mes tempes, cette lubie a une taille de guêpe de nymphe, tu me finis sur les rotules. La bouche en cœur, fais-moi croire que tu capitules. Est-ce que l'on peut se goûter l'âme du bout des lèvres avant qu'il ne se réduise à une peau de chagrin? Est-ce la chair ou le cœur qui est faible, cette traversée du désir qui épuise le bassin? Est-ce que t'as le cœur bien accroché? Intention cachée, bouffée de chaleur, force centrifuge, déguise la sueur en purge. Est-ce que le corps qui s'encastre, sans pour autant souder l'un à l'autre? Est-ce que la mécanique du cœur s'enclenche comme un réflexe épidermique dès que l'on s'épanche pour ce magnétique bouton de chair pour lequel je suis la cheville ouvrière? Love.
ce ballet statique, éloge de l'ennui à deux. Éloge de l'ennui à deux.
Morsure de l'ennui, de l'ennui. Laisse-moi au bord de l'abandon. Si les mois donnent le bourdon, une main posée sur le périnée pour prolonger ce vol synchronisé. Équipé sauvage, le corps à l'ouvrage, englué dans la moiteur. Le temps de reprendre des couleurs bleu de nuit, bleu, bleu, bleu. Bleu de nuit, bleu de nuit, bleu, bleu, bleu. Bleu de nuit, bleu de nuit, bleu, bleu, bleu. Bleu de nuit, bleu de nuit. Morsure, morsure de l'ennui, de l'ennui. Sorti de la cuisse de Jupiter par une phalange brûlante. Ton plaisir est solitaire, même tes pupilles s'absentent. On s'unit comme on se vautre. L'orgasme ne vient pas de l'autre. Le blues des corps empêchés, c'est l'égoïsme partagé. Mais argumentés, tes attributs, le vertige qui me donne la perlue. Perlue, perlue. Tu fais pas juste demander, non? Tu reviens sur les lieux, tu me vois comme tu voudrais, et pas comme je suis, celui des souvenirs, celui des premières nuits, bleu de nuit. Chez les hommes, on dit que le corps se recroqueville. Redevient carcasse, redevient coquille. Quand les épaules ne sont que des forteresses, mon corps entier n'est plus qu'un aveu de faiblesse. Attraction, répulsion, le corps est démuni. Comme destination, la mécanique nous trahit. Comme réduit à sa plus simple expression. Quand le tatami n'est plus qu'un lit pour grand brûlé affectif, caché derrière des draps défensifs, forcément ébranlé. Forcément vulnérable, petite mort inconsolable de nuit.
A huge thanks to Balogi for coming into the studio. That was Bleu de Nuit, music for me that just oozes the sound of Congo. Thanks also to Philippe Ekoka and Didier Petis-Liking on backing vocals. Well, time now for a bit of a break from the new as we step back in time to introduce you to our classic artist this evening, Slinger Francisco, much better known as Mighty Sparrow. He was born in Grenada. His family moved to Trinidad when he was two, and that's where he calls home. Calypso was frowned upon by his denominational school, so it wasn't until Mighty Sparrow was a teenager that he was really able to sing the music of his heart. And how did he get his nickname? Well, Calypso singers were given pet names by their peers, and the performance style back then was to be largely motionless when singing, embellished by the odd finger pointing. Well, Mighty Sparrow moved, in his own words, a little bit like James Brown. And he says, the older singer said, why don't you just sing instead of moving around like a little sparrow? It was started as a joke, but the name stuck. A few years later, the little morphed into Mighty. And some time later, he became known as the Calypso King of the World, winning crown after crown at the annual carnival in Trinidad. Calypso is a music style known for being witty, satirical, and ironic. Sparrow's lyrics were all that and more. So, here are two tracks, starting with No More Rockin', No More Rollin', recorded in 1958.
I said, Calypso, sweeping the place like if she come out of space. Mama Calypso, sweeping the place like if she come out of space. I can remember rock and roll, had the whole place under control. Since Calypso left Trinidad, rock and roll really suffering bad. No more rocking, no more rolling, no more jumping up like a fool. Whether you're crazy or you're lazy, man, you just got to take it cool. This is Calypso, and everyone know it is strictly rhythm and rhyme. Whether young or old, jump in the line and shake your body in time. Plenty people trying their best, but they're making a mess. Just for the money, they will put on a show and tell you that's Calypso. But you should come to Trinidad, see how the people jumping mad. For as soon as we hear the true melody, the jumping spirit comes naturally. We don't have no rocking, no rolling, no more jumping up like a fool. Whether you're crazy or you're lazy, man, you just got to take it cool. This is Calypso by the Sparrow. It's strictly rhythm and rhyme. Whether young or old, jump in the line and shake your body in time. Some Trinidadian, big and small, ain't like Calypso at all. And some again, love it more than their daily bread, but can't sing it if you kill them dead. Don't care how good the musician may be, the rhythm just come naturally. If it's for you, it's yours, my friend. This is gifted to certain men and women. No rocking, no rolling, no jumping up like a fool. Whether you're crazy or you're lazy, man, you just got to take it cool. This is Calypso, and everyone know it is strictly rhythm and rhyme. Whether young or old, jump in the line and shake your body in time. Oh,
musicians who bad like yours, men like Cyril Diaz. Ordinarily, he is just like the rest, doing his very best. But when it comes to Calypso, he is the boss, as we all know, whether he is hungry or sad. And you say Calypso Diaz gone mad, he don't have no rocking, no rolling, no jumping up like a fool. Whether you're crazy or you're lazy, man, you just got to take it cool. This is Calypso by the Sparrow, it's strictly rhythm and rhyme. Whether young or old, jump in the line and shake your body in time.
Torment and misery. Without you my life is too hard. Night and day I'm sad. Sandra, honey bunch, I miss you too bad.
Sandra,
where are you tonight I wonder?
Sandra,
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Sandra,
oh no, 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 don't leave me no longer to suffer. Me alone in one big bed all night. Only tossing to and fro, biting me below. Sandra, darling, why did you have to go?
Sandra,
where are you tonight, I wonder?
Sandra,
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Sandra,
oh no, 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 don't leave me no longer to suffer. Since you leave me, I ain't eat a thing. I went to doctors all about east, west, north, and south. But only your medicine would straighten me out.
Sandra,
where are you tonight, I wonder?
Sandra,
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Sandra,
oh, no, 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 don't leave me no longer to suffer.
A bit of romance and Sandra from Mighty Sparrow with Jamaican ska, come Calypso, come soccer band, Byron Lee and the Dragonaires. Is it a song about singing Sandra, who won the Calypso Monarch title in 1999 and again in 2003? If you know, do drop me a line. Mighty Sparrow is a living legend. So if you don't get around to sifting through his weighty catalogue of recordings, classics such as Lying Excuses, Drunk and Disorderly, Congo Man and Swordfish, you just have to take the opportunity to see him live at the Barbican Centre in London on the 17th of November. He's part of the lineup for Anthony Joseph's Windrush, a celebration that's part of the EFG London Jazz Festival. And he'll be there with Calypso Rose, the first woman to win the Calypso Monarch title, also a must-see. I can't imagine what it's going to be like to have those two maestros of wit on stage together. Well, next up is this week's Music Planet mixtape, put together by Makleet Hedero, Ethiopian singer now living in San Francisco. Here's her mixtape of tunes she wanted to share with us here on Music Planet.
Hey everyone, my name is Makleet, Ethio jazz singer-songwriter, and coming up on my Music Planet mixtape is Daime Arosena and her song Drama. And I chose to put this on the mixtape because this woman is one of the freshest, baddest, deepest female composers coming out of Cuba, and she is an inspiration to me, and you're gonna love it. After that, we've got Sara Tavares and her song So Sabi. And this song is on there because So Sabi is a melody that will not let you go, but in that good way, you know? And first we have Somi and her song Holy Room. Oh, that refrain, let it lift you. Thank you.
feels like a holy room. Take my hand, lay me on the floor. Your love feels like a holy room. Banish my fears and place me down.
Canción es mi dama. El colchón es mi dama. Ocean grace, oh sabe, é para respira, é para laxa. Cano complica, cano franca, tempo tá tente e tá põe na conta. Goste que já não cansa, que não fala tudo que tá vai na alma. Tempo é só um meio tom, nesse vida é amor que tem razão.
Sabi by Sara Tavares, ending tonight's Music Planet mixtape. Many thanks to Macleet, a lovely selection of music from the USA to Cuba and finally Portugal. If you think you might have a mixtape in you, do get in touch with us by email. It's musicplanet@bbc.co.uk. We'll talk you through it and help you put it together. And so to our final tune tonight. Tuven Quartet, Hun Hur Tu. They're on tour across Europe next month to promote their album, Children of the Otter, which is out on the 20th of this month on Yarrow. And it's a bit of a departure from their normal fare. Children of the Otter is a work by Russian composer Vladimir Martinov, written for Hun Hur Tu and Russian chamber music ensemble Opus Pošt. In Serbian folklore, the otter is worshipped as the mother of all people. The album is where the ancient meets the avant-garde. Throat singing combines with choral voices and contemporary classical music. This is one of the traditional pieces on the album, Orske Cerda. Horn Hor 2 with Opus Bosht and a traditional Tuvan song called Oske Cherda out this week. And that's it for Music Planet this week. I'm Lapa Katari. The producer was Martin Webb. And that also brings After Dark on Radio 3 to an end tonight with the time at 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Music making from Romania for this opening couple of hours tonight. A good deal of the music too. And first here, a gathering of young Romanian players celebrating their National Culture Day in January 2018 at the National Museum in Bucharest, named after the country's best-known composer, George Enescu. The music here including sonatas by Sigismund Toduță and Dinu Lipati. And the concert opens with a pavan by Enescu himself. It's from a piano suite the 21-year-old Enescu wrote for a competition in Paris, which, I'm happy to tell you, he won.